It is our belief that previous scriptures were either for a particular period or for a time, and with time they have become corrupt. Now, what evidence is there, for example, on the Bible, that it has been substantially corrupted from the message which was given originally by Jesus?
So many. You know, the most important evidence which is suitable for the modern age, on which one should concentrate, because there is no debate on scriptural matters anymore, is the evidence of the Bible going against nature, passing verdicts contrary to what we observe in nature, and contradiction of God's word with God's act is impossible. So either of the two positions will have to be accepted by the Christians or the Jews or whatever they are for that matter. Either they would say that this book is not the word of God, or they will have to admit that it is, of course it was the word of God, but later on people interpolated and added and subtracted things. So these absurdities have been a work of man, not a work of God. And that is what the Holy Quran says exactly. The story of Adam and the Satan and the snake and all that, and how he was proved to be right and true, and how God was proved to be false in his prediction about what was to happen. All these absurdities which are so apparent.
When you point these out to the Christians, sometimes they change their stand on this and say, this is also symbolic, which we in a way suggest.
There is a limitation to declaring things symbolic. And when there are contradictions, they cannot be symbolic. So concentrate on contradictions. A contradiction cannot be symbolic of anything except madness.